Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Lately, seems like more and more people are sincerely seeking peace and the true meaning of life. Might this be the beginning of a revival in our time? Pause for a moment and notice how your heart responds to that idea of revival coming here now. Jesus teaches us to be persistent in prayer and to expect God to give us good gifts. After showing His disciples how to pray, Jesus encouraged them by saying, "And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." Take a deep breath. And let those words soak into your heart. God promises you that when you seek Him with everything you have, you will find Him. As your life slows down and other distractions are stripped away, you may have new opportunities to seek God. Let your fears and worries slip away and focus your mind and heart on the wonder of this promise. When you ask for the Holy Spirit, God will answer. The recipe for revival begins with persistent, humble prayer, asking God to open doors and send His Spirit. Pray with me. Most merciful God, we are fickle people. We ask once for something and forget to ask again. We love and then we hate. We want You, but we're afraid of what You might ask of us. Help us to be persistent in prayer, in seeking You, and strengthen us to knock down the doors of heaven with our prayers until You answer and bring Your kingdom here to earth. Oh, God, we want Your will to be done here. In Jesus' name, the author and the perfecter of our faith, amen. Inhale deeply and exhale. Allow your breath to keep growing deep and slow and steady. Feel it strengthening you. Feel yourself strong and rooted in your identity as a beloved child of God. And let that fortify you to persevere in prayer, to make your prayer like your breath, steady, and life-giving. Breathing in and out. King David, confessing his sins, said, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you will not despise." Bring your own repentant heart to God now and confess your sins, knowing that God is always ready to forgive. God has mercy on you according to his unfailing love and invites you to keep seeking after him. Listen to Luke 11:9 in the English Standard Version. "And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you." I'm going to read that again, and as I do, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. "And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you." What word or phrase is speaking to you right now? Hold it in your heart and just keep listening. What door do you want God to open for you? Listen to Luke 11:9 in the Amplified Bible. "So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you." Jesus continues, "For everyone who keeps on asking persistently receives, and he who keeps on seeking persistently finds. And to him who keeps on knocking persistently, the door will be opened." How do you practice persistence in seeking God and asking for revival? Jesus continues,
you fathers. If your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Jesus isn't making a promise in these verses that God will give you whatever you ask for. He's promising that God will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. What's one area in your life that you want the Holy Spirit to work in? Invite the Holy Spirit to come and to work in you. Listen to Luke 11:9 in the New Living Translation. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. The recipe for revival requires persistence. To illustrate, Jesus tells a story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, Jesus says, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. But put yourself in this story. Pulling on your jacket and shoes, and walking down the star-lit street to a friend's house. You knock rather timidly on the door, hoping he's awake. It's a perfect night, and so your friend's windows are open. He yells out, "Who is it? I'm asleep." You call back, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat." But he doesn't care. He says, "Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night. My family and I are all in bed. I can't help you." "But the shops are closed, and you need to take care of your friend." What will you do next? Jesus says, even if your friend won't help you on the basis of your friendship, if you keep knocking, eventually he'll help. You have to keep asking and keep seeking and keep on knocking. But God is better than that kind of friend. God is better even than a good earthly father. God wants to give you good gifts. All you have to do is keep asking and seeking and knocking. How is God inviting you to persist in asking for revival today? Let's pray. God, we want revival to come to our land. We long for your Spirit to move among us, to bring repentance, to change us. The thought of change can be very scary. It can also be very exciting. But we trust you. We know that you are a good Father, and that you want to give us good gifts. And so we ask, give us the gift of the Holy Spirit, present and active in our lives and neighborhoods. We ask. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be sure of this, that when you ask, seek, and knock, the door will be opened. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.